الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب لا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, this beautiful poem of our Sheikh, recited also so beautifully by Qari Yaqub Sahib, Sabak Deti Hai Har Dam Ehle Dasta Mujhko, Ehle Dil Ki Dasta Mujhko, that at every stage, every moment, I'm taught the lessons of the people whose hearts are connected with Allah Ta'ala. That is, I'm benefiting and learning great lessons from the Sahaba-i-Kiram. If we study Hayatul Sahaba, from the lives of the Awliya and great, great ulama, and we should make an effort to study their lives, and we will get such great lessons from one Buzurg's life which we study, we will get so much. And if we study all little, slowly, every day, there will be very, very great inspirations for us. جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو. When I gave my heart, when I gave my world, then in my heart I found the lover and the beloved of the entire world. When you, for ilm, knowledge, ulama say that until you don't give your everything, your ilm, knowledge won't give you a little bit. And then to get Allah, for knowledge you have to give your everything. In order to get Allah, give the whole world, and then you will get Allah Ta'ala. And also remember, Allah asks for sacrifices, Allah does not take sacrifices. Ibrahim A.S. was asked to slaughter his son, Allah didn't take him. Allah just wanted him to prove his sincerity. So you don't have to get frightened that I'll have to give away everything. Allah will give you 100 times more. But you be sincere. بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو. What a lot of blood of sacrifice I got the king of the world. That is, when in temptations, desires to commit sin, and I slaughtered those desires. And with that the blood flew, my heart became sore. I didn't commit this guna, I didn't commit that sin, I didn't do this wrong. That is when you find اللہ تعالی. نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو. And when I see the open wound of my heart, the hidden open wound of my heart, That is, there were many temptations. When I was young, what gunas I could have made. Everything was ready in front of me. But I did not commit that desire, that guna. I saved myself. And now I see that wound, that desire is there. And even afterwards you think, I should have done this guna, I should have done that guna. But I didn't. Now when I see that saw of mine, then Allah blesses you with such love of Allah Ta'ala that you can't keep quiet and you just speak of the greatness and the love of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, this great love of Allah is produced when the temptation of sin comes and you did not commit the sin. As a result, Allah doesn't let it go unnoticed or unrewarded. Allah gives you such love of Allah that you no more can keep quiet. You just have to speak of the love. You are forced to speak of the love of Allah. So much love Allah blesses you with. Bayan dard dil aasa nahi hai dosto, lekin. And to speak of the sores of the heart, the pains of the heart, is not easy. Many people, they just keep quiet. Even in the family, the old people, they see what the youngsters are doing, and they just have to keep quiet. And you see what is happening in the community, what is happening in the ummah, your heart just burns. You can't speak all that. It's not easy to speak all those things. Sabak deti hai har dam ahle dil ki daastan mujhko. But at every step, I see the lives of the old predecessors, the great pious people, how they, what they went through. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, daimul huzn, always concerned. What was in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What a person speaks is not even a fraction of what is in his heart. وَمَا تُخْفِي سُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Though that ayat is in the negative for wrong things, but for even for righteousness, what is concealed in the heart, nobody knows how the person feels. What he thinks, that how many temptations of guna, and he doesn't commit them. And then he gets closeness of Allah Ta'ala. زُبَانِ عِشْكِ تَعْتِيرْ اَهْلِ دِلْ سَ سُنْتَا هُمْ. And I hear the language of love, the effect of it, I hear also from Allah Wala. Magar mashoor karti hai muhabbat be zubaan mujhko. When a person makes bayan of the love of Allah Ta'ala, it has a great effect. But more, which puts me into a trance, like jadoo has been made over me. I don't know what is happening, is the silent love which is in the hearts of people. And really, without any doubt, may Allah let us understand this, when the heart is made, you don't have to make bayan also. Where you travel, hidayat spreads. Allah's rahmat comes. The people in the qabristan, the azab is lifted from them. Where you stop, even not for a cup of tea, just to go and make istinja, to go to all that, hidayat will spread there when it is in the heart. But if it is just on the tongue, it will go from tongue to tongue. And it will spread more by on the tongue. But if it's not in the heart, nothing. What is required is that love of Allah. That pain and its abstinence from sin comes in the heart. Tafas ki teeriyan rangi dhoka nahi se de sakti. And like a bird in a cage, and they make the cages beautiful, bright red color, one of the irons, another yellow color, another blue color, and they put mirrors in there, they put a swing in that cage. The bird says, these things cannot fool me. Like the temptations of this dunya, whatever it is, all the things, and the dunya is working in such a way, the capitalist way, to try and give every person dunya, even if it is on credit. Even if it is you don't pay back the loans also, but just to be caged, to be trapped in this dunya. The dunya must trap you. But if you got the love of Allah, these temptations of dunya, the beautiful cars and houses and gardens and holidays and partying and going out and women, all these things, they won't tempt you at all. For who? Ke har dam mustarib rakhti hai yaad gulistan mujhko. The bird says, all the time, the freedom of the garden, I can't forget that. And this what it refers to? The freedom of the garden of Jannat. A person who wants Jannat, the temptations of this dunya, no matter how intensified they are, how beautiful they are made, it won't have any effect. He will realize that this is not one of the six wings of a mosquito. So where was I be fooled by this? He will realize that's like the kid, the baby, baby of a goat that is dead, that has got defects in it, that has blown up, and disease is going to spread. The whole dunya wa ma fiha, the glitter and the glamour, everything of this dunya is not even worth that to dead the kid. So how can he be taken? It's all just these temptations of dunya are just beautified in front of us. Reality, there is nothing. So a person who has got jannat in mind, he won't be fooled by the temptations of this dunya. Meri sehra nawardi, or meri paachar damani, just be traveling in the world from one place to another, in the cities and in the deserts, in the jungles and in the villages, everywhere that I'm going, and that I'm not worried how my dressing is. The buttons of my collar are not fastened, my topi is crooked, my one trouser is high, the other one is low, at the back my kurta is stuck in between. Everyone worried about these dunya's things, but these things mean nothing to me. Hazrat explains that what my object is, in other words, the outward glitter and glamour, to be smartly dressed, otherwise a Maulvi also all the time worried about his dressing. My topi must be like this, he fights with his wife also, this must be like this, this must be like this, particular about all dunya's things, not worried about his namaz, not worried about the tilawat, not worried about deen, about akhirat, thought doesn't come. I must impress people how I dress, I must impress people how I speak, but to prepare for akhirat, that is not there. So Hazrat explains, this is the condition when Allah's love, dunya's things then don't have anything on that person. Bahut majboor karti hai meri aah fuga mujhko, and that sigh and love of Allah that I've got, that makes me helpless. I can't worry those how I'm dressed. It doesn't mean you stay dirty or you stay haphazard, but you don't pay attention much to this. Little bit you do this, but the bigger picture is of your being, of akhirat, etc. کہاں تک جب پہ غم ہو دوست و راہ محبت میں, how long am I going to control and still not speak of what is in my heart? It's bursting, it has to come out. Give me the opportunity. سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیان مجھ کو, in your gatherings give me the opportunity that I can speak of the love of Allah, and I can speak of the قدرت of Allah Ta'ala, the favors of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the greatness and grandeur of Kaaba Sharif and of Rauza Mubarak, or the wonderful subject matter of the Quran Sharif. Give me an opportunity to speak on this. Mila karti hai nisbat, ahli nisbat hi se e akhtar. And Hazrat explains that what he has realized, his whole life of experience, that connection with Allah you only get from those who have got connection with Allah. Doodh milta hai doodh walo se, milk you get from the dairy. چینی ملتی ہے چینی والوں سے, شوگر یو گیٹ فرام دا گروسری شاپ, کپڑا ملتا ہے کپڑے والوں سے, مٹیریل یو گیٹ فرام دا فیبرک شاپ, مٹھائی ملتی ہے مٹھائی والوں سے, چاکلیٹس اینڈ سویٹس یو ول گیٹ فرام دا کیفیز, اللہ ملتا ہے اللہ والوں سے. It's so logical and straightforward that Allah you will get from who are those people who your heart says this person has got connection, who has got Allah in his heart. You just stay with him and you will also get Allah in your heart. Zuban se unki milta hai bayan e dur fasha mujhko, and from their tongue I get scattered pearls. Pearls that are just scattered. I get a burning ball of fire of love of Allah from them. When I hear them speak, it just turns my heart. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah, and make us also of these people, and that is why we have got it. The ayat kareema I've recited is a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Imagine Ibrahim Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. And what did he, unfortunately, blaze him so much time, but we all are aware what the maqam and position of Ibrahim alayhi salam was by Allah Ta'ala. So great. He will be the first person to be given clothes to wear on the day of Qiyamah. Allah called him my Khalil, my friend. That who is Khalilullah, what else does a person want? Such a high position, such a maqbool, accepted 100% Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. How his qurbani was sacrificed, and his qurbani was accepted, not only accepted, till today, and inshallah till Qiyamah, his qurbani sunnat-e-Ibrahim will carry on. And not only in MENA, but in the whole world. And people will be proud and happy and joyous to make the Qurbani and the Sunnah of Ibrahim throughout the world. So what a great maqam. But what is his condition? And there is a lesson. Today we are nothing. Where are we? Where is Ibrahim alayhi salam? Where are we? He was so high, but look at his condition. Rabbi, la tukhzini yawma yub'athun. Oh Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Hey, we have got nothing. What have we done? Who is worried of the day of Qiyamah? What will be my condition? Who makes from his heart once a day dua that Ya Allah, save me from the adab of the qabr. Save me from the adab and the humiliation and disgrace on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when all people from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah's day will be gathered, there will be the real big screen. Yeah, we want in our houses the big screen, our TV big screen. There is some tournament, some World Cup, where the government makes arrangements, various places, a big screen. People must go and watch. The real big screen will be on the day of Qiyamah. And that screen will be such, a person who will be going through his interrogation and will have to testify and answer in front of Allah, the whole world will see what his condition. And all our amal which we did so hidden, and we thought nobody knows, it will be displayed there. And it comes in the hadith, the first part of the human body that will speak on the day of Qiyamah will be the right thigh. All the gunas that and where the thigh had touched and with whom, all that will come out on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, we can act today like we are big buzurgs and we are big pious people, but our reality and our haqiqat will be made known there. Who is worried about our parents who are in the qabr? How many of us make dua for them? How many of us make even just 3 times qulu Allah isali sawab? Whenever we think of a marhum, do we make some dua for that marhum? And they are desperately in need, even if they are in good conditions, they are desperately in need there where they are. But we are not concerned. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, a Nabi, what a great Nabi. He's got no problems in Akhirah. In dunya, when Allah changed the fire into a garden for him, what is there for Ibrahim alayhi salam? But look at, this must be our condition. We must be concerned. We just put on some, we got a title of Maulana, Hafiz, Haji Sahab, etc. Or we just got some clothes of sunnah, topi, beard, etc. We feel we no worry about. The reality is that inside thing, the outside must also be made. But that inside worry, look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. That on that day, oh Allah, do not disgrace me. And all that is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to make this bayans and in Jewish he used to explain what disgrace, humiliation, adab there will be, the snakes and scorpions in the qabr, the fire in the qabr, and the heating of the malaika there, all that. But he should say, illa man tab. However, a person who made tawbah, Allah himself will destroy your fire. You won't have to ask anyone, the messenger of the court or the public prosecutor, to destroy your files and just throw out your case or anything. Allah himself, so that the favor of the angels are also not upon us, that we destroyed your files, we threw your case out. Allah personally himself, Allah will pray for as soon as you make tawbah. Allahu Akbar. Tawbah, istighfar, sincerely and properly done, and which is not difficult, and which we do. And bringing of iman, recital of kalima, these are such things that a person who is the judgment was made that eternal azab in Jahannam, just sincere tawbah, and while we sitting, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in a majlis, in a gathering, if everyone makes sincere tawbah before we get up from the end of this gathering, you are waliullah. So just imagine a person who was destined to go to Jahannam. He comes to a gathering like this. He listens to some words. How many good bayans are taken? It comes in his heart, no, I must change. And that is tawbah. I must correct my life. I must make my connection with Allah. The minute you did that, you were up to now destined for Jahannam. Now you are just going on to Jannat. You are going on the left, or complete opposite. Allah puts you now on the right side. You were hated by Allah for your sins and what you were committing. But that iman you brought, the tawbah istighfar you made, and immediately you become the beloved of Allah. Till the time you were jahannami, with all your sins and with your kufr and your shirk, but that sincere tawbah, you brought iman, immediately you become a jannati. Yes, where can any electronic transfer, where can anything be so fast that just in your heart you make it and you are gone to the person who killed 99 people and he was going on the road of Jahannam, but that tawbah of his, he didn't even reach the town that he was supposed to go, but he's gone to Jannat already. So this is that deen Allah has given to us. So this is coming to such gatherings, and a person makes tawbah in his heart and sincerely, and immediately Allah puts the crown of wilayat, the crown of being a wali of Allah on your heart, now on your head. Now you just keep it under control, don't throw it off again. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, Rabbi la tuhsini yawma yub'asun. It will be a day, yawma la yanfa'u manu wa la banun. Where are you depending on your wealth? What is your wealth? Just a bubble on the water. And at every moment the bubble bursts. What has happened? Look up, there is a famous series of 10 great millionaires, multi-millionaires, who became paupers again, who became again beggars, after having everything. For Allah to change the table, it doesn't take long. Where are you depending on that? God bless, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Allah knows all your eggs wherever you have kept them. And for Allah to destroy them, if you displease Allah, fear Allah. Now that is, be careful if you have displeased Allah. And Allah becomes so easily pleased. And it doesn't take long, just choose the right path, and that is why this Islahi Jalsa is kept. So that all of us can find out what is that way to please Allah. It is so easy to please Allah. And we must just bring that pride which is in us, that arrogance. We want big, big prescriptions. Today a doctor gives you simple medicine, you don't like it. When he orders you to the top surgeon of the country, then you think it is something. No, the remedies of deen are all very, very simple. Very, just read kalima sincerely. Make tawbah istighfar and istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. Allah will do. Yursil as-samaa alaykum idrara wa yumditkum bi amwalihi wa banin wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara ma lakum la tarjuna lillahi waqara. You make sincere tawbah istighfar, but it doesn't make sense. When you have got problems, you turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. You can be how down and out. You can have the worst problems, but Ya Allah, please make me maaf. Ya Allah, what have I done? Please, Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, you for... And learn the lesson from our little children, how they run around the mother, and they're catching her clothes, and they're begging her, we want this, we want that. Learn to take this from Allah. Make tawaf like that when we make. Not only the 7 rounds, and in your tahajjud, or any time, you beg Allah, and wallah, you will see miracles with your own eyes. You will be a miracle ayatu min ayatillah. Allah will show you, but use, and it's so easy. So tawbah istighfar. But we want ta'weezes to do our job. No, ta'weez is not going to do your job. Your ta'weez is to make tawbah and istighfar. You don't need connection with big awliya or big ulama. Mashallah, that is good. But you make connection with Allah. Through them, they will lead you. And that is a true sheikh who doesn't keep you to him. And doesn't stuff you with your money or with your, and he wants name fame. He connects you with Allah Ta'ala. That is the person that is a true wali of Allah Ta'ala. He bypasses you to Allah Ta'ala. You have to pass by him, but he doesn't keep you to him. He takes you to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the day of Qiyamah, our wealth is not going to help us. Our children are not going to help us. Here we depend upon our children. We depend upon our wealth. We depend upon our connections, all that. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made it clear that it is the day of Qiyamah things of this dunya are not going to help us. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only that person will have safety and will be saved who comes with a qalb salim, a heart that is healthy and good. A spiritual, good, healthy heart. Yeah, we know in the dunya also, a person turns 40 or so. He says, I must go to a doctor checkup. I don't know what is now, blocked arteries. Any person, doctor just told you, you've got blocked arteries, 75%, 60%, you get so worried. Every one of us sitting here have got blocked arteries. Some of them less, more. And everyone, heart attack, there's no big thing. Mort attack, if you get a mort attack, you are finished. Everything and all this. One friend or family member of ours, one other family member passed away many years ago, young, about 53. The other one got very worried. He told his other cousin, friend also, let's go to a top cardiologist who was of our country to check up, see how our cousin passed away so young. We can also just go like that. They went, but the doctor told that you who came, you the one who spoke, you okay, nothing wrong. But the other one who didn't want to go, he said, he's got a problem. I don't think he left till tonight also. And he asked, who drove? He said, he drove. He said, it's impossible. He can't drive. When you go back, please don't let him drive. So his friends, cousins, he told me, let me drive. See, no problem. You want to drive, you drive. When they reached home, he told him, why I drove? Doctor told me, you're not fit to drive. I don't think you'll make it till tonight. He was surprised. I'm not feeling anything. He told his wife, do I say take second opinion? Another famous doctor who is 12-year old man, he went to him. Doctor said, I don't see anything wrong. That doctor, top cardiologist and a very pious and good man, he has passed away. This one is still living till today. So all are so worried about all these things. But the thing that we have to worry, who worries about the spiritual condition of the heart? And this, wallah, I say, the spiritual condition controls our physical condition of the heart. Our heart, we can have some anginas, some blocked arteries, whatever it might be. But your spiritual condition controls that condition. And that, who is worried? That we go for a checkup. This is why we call this Islahi Jalsa, so we can check ourselves up. And here, it's not the doctor checks the patient, he checks himself also. So we will, like when you go for a, do you want to check your cholesterol? Doctors say a cholesterol check is not enough. You must go for a lipogram, in which five things are checked of your heart. Your good fats, your bad fats, your cholesterol, five things are checked. Yeah, already since ever Allah gave us Quran Sharif to check up our heart. So five checks all of us do on our hearts. This is a spiritual hospital. Today there are all hospitals in the world. For what and what are the hospitals? For anything. For buttons there are factories. For buttons there are shops. For everything. Nail clippers. There are big factories for nail clippers. For everything there is something. For toilet paper. For tissues there is something. But is there a factory in the world for the checking up of the spiritual condition of the heart? And for the dunya, for the physical heart, what and what is not being done? And this is what is necessary. We need the doctors and we need the hospitals, the spiritual, and they are called the khanqas. They are called the zawiyas. And the mashayikh of the heart, these are the surgeons of the heart. And they are the ones who will check our heart. So let us check our heart according to the tafsir which our Shaykh taught us, rahmatullah alayh, which is of Allama Alusi, rahmatullah alayh, that qalb is sameer, a good heart. And from there we learn in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who said, inni saqeem, I'm sick, I can't go to the idol worshipping and all these things, that I'm sick, but for Allah's ibadah, that I'm healthy and I'm good. So we find you either got a qalb salim, a good healthy heart, or you got a qalb saqeem, a sick heart. And if anyone, the doctor, how many of our friends, the doctor said, I got angina, and I'm so worried. He can't eat anymore. He can't even laugh anymore. The person used to joke all the time, I got blocked arteries. He's so worried. And if our spiritual arteries are blocked, and there isn't the good flowing in the heart, and we have got angina, spiritual angina, how terrible that is. So Allah Ta'ala has given us five tests. The first one is, to see whether we have got a good and healthy heart. And as we do, everyone, hasibu anfusakum, take stock of yourself, that what is my condition, is my heart right or not? And remember at the end then, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, that you read your own report. Qiyamah say everyone's report, you read your own report, and you yourself see, be sincere to yourself. Today the sad part is that we're not sincere to ourselves. One person wrote a letter, he asked me, what do you mean that I must be sincere to myself? Hey, we can't understand that you must be sincere to yourself. We're fooling ourselves also. And we try and fool Allah. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah declares, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. You are fooling yourself and you don't realize you're fooling yourself. So be sincere to yourself and see the report. Nobody else will see your report. You see it. And if you really, then at the end see whether I need ICU treatment, whether I need a treatment as an outpatient, or whether I must be admitted and be in the general ward. What is my condition? And this is, wallah, more important. If somebody, he feels this chest pains, from now he'll get up and he'll go and he'll get himself admitted. I've got chest pains. My chest is becoming very tight and dead. I'm having heavy pains, pains in my left arm. I must do something. But this, let us see that if we have see clearly that we have got some spiritual chest pains and spiritual pains in our left arm, and we have got blocked arteries, then take your treatment immediately. Do not delay. For that, the most that can happen is you can die. Yeah, you will not die, but you will suffer alive in your qabr. And the azab will be there if we did not correct it. So this treatment is of most importance to each of us, to myself and to all of us. So the first test is that we see الَّذِي يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالُهُ فِي الْخَيْرِ. A person who spends his money in good causes. First of all, let us see, do I spend money? And as mashallah it was read, our money must be halal first of all. How many of us are concerned? Today it is all only hal min mazid. From this side also I must grab, from there also I must grab. A poor person who's got a problem and he comes to me with it, I take his property for a song. And I push him further down. And we just want to increase our, and as we was read out and include this also, it is not only we think of the businessman that his money must be halal. You are a ustad in a madrasa, you are not coming on time, you come half an hour late. Is your money halal now? And you are coming and spending time, proper time, from your 3 hours in the madrasa, your 6 hours in the madrasa, but you are wasting your time with the students. Today is a time when the ustads also are busy with cell phone. The poor students are sitting, ustad is busy with cell phone also. Ustad is busy playing games also. And the students are sitting. Is our money halal? This is a matter for every one of us. That is our money halal or not? So that is the first thing. And remember, in halal there will be hisab. There will be accountability in halal. And in haram, no hisab, azab. Straight away, azab of our money. And remember also that all our money, all our earnings, and you put one drop of urine in there. One haram, and you destroyed all your wealth also. So our money must be first halal also, and then see if we are spending our money. There are many that we have got money, we are not spending. And we know how to bluff people also. Make it seem that we are spending lot of money. But in actual fact, we are not spending actual. We are spending peanuts. Really, nothing we are spending. But we just give a show also in sincerity to ourselves. We make it a show that everyone must know he's a very generous man. But you analyze yourself, am I generous? What am I spending? Am I doing my zakat properly? Today, how much hira phiri with zakat also? Good people, how they play around with the zakat and don't pay the zakat properly also. That is a farz, the zakat. And after your zakat, your nafil. And your nafil, see, you make 2 farz of fajr. It's 2 farz. And the nafil that is after that is 4 rakats of ishraq. 12 rakats of duha. So your nafil must be much more. You make your maghrib 3 farz, and awabin minimum is 6 rakats. maximum is 20 rakats. So your nafil must be so much. Your isha, 3 rakats, 4 rakats for us. And your tahajjud, from 2 rakats up to 8 rakats. So in other words, your nafil, how much are we giving in our nafil? Eh? And we also bluff ourselves that the figures we are giving is a big figure, but work out percentage-wise of what I have got, how much am I giving in there? What am I spending in percentage-wise? Is it even coming to 0.%? Zakat is 2.5%. But besides that, nafil, how much are we giving? And are we giving our 2.5%? Or are we making also just turning it around this way and that way and playing around with it? So the first sign to see that you have got a healthy heart is that a person who spends his money in the path of Allah. Today we spend our money in lot of wrong things, to make up the house and to furnish the house and the ornaments, the extras. Perhaps that is today more than what the actual building of the house is. The garden, the maintenance of it. One person who feels that he's very successful in life, but he says, my one mistake I made, I build mansions for all my family members. To maintain that today, to maintain the garden, to maintain the swimming pool, to maintain the cleaning, how many workers we need, what expenses aren't we doing, and for our akhirat, what are we sending? Hey, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu that who loves the wealth of his inheritors more than what he loves his own wealth? Now, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, nobody, we love our own wealth the most. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your wealth is what you have sent for akhirat. What you give, the time of death, what you leave behind is not yours. That is for your inheritors, the wife, the children. And people with huge, huge amounts in the whole world. Muslim people who have left estates, big, big estates. Today the Jewish lawyers, Christian lawyers, they are eating all the money. And those poor people are getting nothing. Peanuts, they give them some allowance, little bit, and at the end there is nothing left. Don't be fooled with these things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person dies, 3 things follow him. That was in the olden days. One was, his family people go till today, all people go with. And then the second thing that used to go with was his wealth they used to take with also. Or carry it along, I don't know, to make him happy or whatever, all your wealth. And then they should bring it back again. And the third thing is this amal, his actions. Good actions and bad actions accompany a person. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 2 things return, 1 thing remains there. The family people come back, they will cry some tears, and that also which are free of charge. Big tears, they don't have to pay for them. Big crocodile tears they will shed. And after 1 day or so, everything is forgotten. And then the money is brought, is distributed. Big fights taking place over it. What is yours is your amal. Your good and your bad. Good amal will turn into good conditions there. Your great pleasure and enjoyment. Bad amal will change into evil and frightening and threatening things like snakes and scorpions. Today, 1 mosquito at night, you can't sleep. 1 fly in the day makes you parishan. Okay, and the fly is determined to come in your nose, or determined to come in your ear. No matter you are such a big man, and you feel you are so strong, and you want to hit the fly, it plays with you like a toy. It plays with you, and it comes and disturbs you in your nose and disturbs you in your ear all the time. 1 fly, 1 mosquito, we can't tolerate. What will happen in the qabr? Yeah, for the fly, for the mosquitoes, the mosquito makes zoom, zoom, zoom. And you take out your broom and you make boom, boom, boom. Which broom are you going to use in the qabr? And there is not going to be flies and mosquitoes. There will be scorpions. There will be snakes. And there will be such farishta, angels, who are blind, who are deaf. And they have got such hammers in their hands. The biggest mountain of the world, they give it 1 shot, it will smash it to smithereens. And they will smash you, ila yawmiddin, ila yawmi yubasun. May Allah protect us. These are serious things. This is part of the tasawwuf, to make muraqabah of this every night when we go and sleep. That is my qabr, what will happen to me? And great, great, great awliya. And this Ibrahim alayhi salam worried about this. Forget the awliya, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of the anbiya. all Bani Israel's Anbiya, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the progeny of Ibrahim, father of the Anbiya, he is so worried. Today we don't worry at all. How much mustn't we worry? What will happen? So the first thing is to see that my money, is it halal? And then am I spending it in the right path? Am I spending it and giving it to good people? And spending it in good causes? That's so give ourselves marks on that. That out of 10, what is my condition? And also don't think that this my spending of money is only for the rich. This is for the poor. If the rich man can give 5,000, you can give 5 rand. If you can't give 5 rand, you can give 5 cents. But what are we giving? Are we giving at all something? And Sahaba used to go out and look for people. Allah Akbar, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written the incident of that wealthy man who went out at night that nobody must know. And he put a huge money, amount of money in a crook's hand, thief's hand. In the morning the talk spread, the crook was given money. So he said, oh, my money went in the wrong place. And this is sincerity, I must give again. Again it went and died. He gave in the hands of a woman who sells herself, a prostitute, talk spread in the town. Oh, an evil woman was given money and a huge amount. The third night, he was sincere. Today we say all the collectors are fraudsters. We are not giving anyone anything. Or we are not giving outside. We are only giving in the country. All excuses that we have got, we don't want to give. The third night again, he put the money in a rich man's hand. Then he saw a dream, all your 3 nights of sadqa and your charity was accepted. The poor man, he trusts in Allah. When Allah gives you, the thief, that when Allah gives you like this, why must you go and steal? The woman, that when Allah gives you, why must you sell yourself? And the rich man take a lesson, other people are giving so much, why must you must also give. So the good sign of a person that he is spending in the path. The second good sign is Alladhi yurshidu banihi ila al-haq, who guides his children towards the truth. Today ta'aleem of dunya, we are so worried. And we're giving them Western education. And is Western education is all right. Dunya's education is all right. But today it is no more Western, it's no more dunya's education, it is secular. Secular education is that education which is atheistic, in which Allah does not exist and Allah plays no role. That is the education from kindergarten, from nursery, right up to PhD. That today the whole world's education is not in the education department of your country. It is in the hands of atheists of the world. And they control the whole world. And they brought Darwin's theory of evolution. That today our children have been taught and they believe in China from your children. Ask them that who created you. You will be perhaps unfortunately surprised to find that they will tell you about Darwin's theory. That we have been created, we came out from a monkey. Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, and Allah spells it out in Surah Hameen Sajda, how Allah is created. In detail Allah has explained, taking out with the Big Bang theory, that through that all this creation. So our children, give them the correct education, Islamic, for school, and without exaggeration, and nothing, no stories, actual fact. Today our young girls got time to go for ballet dancing, got time to go for music lessons, got time for, of course, maths and science and language, the extra tuition that they've got. But for Deen-e Taaleem, all this is taken from Deen-e Taaleem. Today Deen-e Taaleem is no importance. So to guide our children towards the truth. And then also, the upbringing of our children. Today we, with our money, we say Maulvis earn peanuts, but with their peanuts they then buy all stupid Western clothing for their children. And they spoil them. Your culture, your clothes is part of your culture. And what clothes you wear, you become like that. Those thoughts enter into your heart. Sayyid Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Durban, he once told me himself, one of his grandchildren brought for their grandchildren some police outfit, small 3-4 year old, and he says, I saw whenever that little boy puts on that police outfit, he acts like a police. Yeah, I'm arresting you, I'm putting you in jail, I'm catching you in jail. And he plays like a police. Whatever clothes you wear, that effect comes on a person. We wear this Western clothes, and this is so serious. Once we were in a tabligh-e ijtima, and with one of my very close friends, we were sitting somewhere at the back, and he ordered some fish and chips, and we were busy eating, and he got his sons to order it. And the sons' names are beautiful names of our buzurgs, great, great buzurgs. But when they came, were t-shirts and jeans, and not jeans, but torn and patched jeans, for which you pay more than actual good jeans and that. So they came with that, and then, so I told him, you kept the names of our buzurgs, but if they were in this clothes, I said, his name is Zainul Abideen. Mufti Zainul Abideen didn't wear this kind of clothes and become Mufti Zainul Abideen. Inamul Hasan, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan sir, he didn't wear this kind of clothes and then he became Inamul Hasan. We fool ourselves with names and that. Names have an effect also. But how are we bringing up our children? So it is very, very important. And the sad part is, we set a bad example in the family. Now everyone else, the children are children, women are women. When they can buy for their children, why don't you buy for your children? When they can, he's also a Maulana, he also knows better, he's also an Imam, he can do this, then why can't you? And how many fights in the family now? There is one sincere person who wants to bring up his children right. The whole world is against him. His wife is against him. His children are against him. Children's hearts burn terribly that they can be having all this. Why can't we? So in this way, we destroy. So the sign of a good heart is that you bring up your children properly. Islamic education. Make them. Today, a sad part is doctors and engineers making their children maulanas and hafiz. And maulanas and hafiz making their children doctors and engineers. Where is the system? I was in Makkah Sharif and one person, an Arab, said, MashaAllah, was a very pious person, young person, and his thoughts were so straight. He said, everyone just got worried to become an engineer. With all the expansion, you get a job easy, you're an engineer. You get top wages. He said, what is this going to help you? Just to break things and build things. Break things and build things. That's an engineer's job. What else is he going to do there? How to dynamite this building and bring it down? How to put up that building? That is his job. Well, you ask about it. Prepare your akhirah. That is what is the job. You made your akhirah, you made your qabr. And today also I'll take the liberty. There are many ulama. Even if you're not earning well, you're just carrying on. Don't worry. You in that stage, you are today 25, 35, 40. You seem to be going through difficulty. Don't worry whatsoever. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah Ta'ala will feed and Allah feeds everyone. You make sabr with your children. Encourage your wife to make sabr. And make them understand dunya is not the object. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Is not Allah Ta'ala enough? Allah is enough for everyone. You don't, and don't ever go into haram. Don't go into even dunya halal. Allah has given you a great position of deen. You stick to your position. And no matter what little difficulties outward, it will ease out also. It's just now it seems so hard. You go for extraction and the doctor gives you injection and it becomes all numb in these days. Now that is too much a discomfort. Before you, what pain used to go through to have an extraction. Now it's just little numbness, but it's for a little while and then all that pain will be. So this is just a temporary thing. Don't worry about those things. Tolerate this dunya's things and see what you will get in akhirat. So the second sign, and give ourselves marks again, that how are we bringing up our children? Bringing them up according to deen, or are we bringing them up according to dunya's things? And we also influenced by dunya and just giving dunya all the time. The third is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَةِ. There mustn't be wrong beliefs in his heart. Today there is also a very serious thing. What Qadian is making the effort. More than that, Shia is making the effort. Salafi is making the effort. Modernism that's overtaking the world. And in all these dunya's places, all these things what are happening to our hearts and our children's hearts, are they free of this wrong belief? Superstition is part and parcel of us till today. Good people, Maulanas, tablighi people, Sufis, but superstition takes the better of us. And we fall prey to superstition. And we become so weak in these matters. And if you are just a little bit strong, no superstition can ever, no jadu can affect you. No jinn effect can have anything. And we are given our medicine from Quran and Hadith. But how many of us, we go to the Sangomas, we go to this Bawa, and we go to Mama Fazila, and we go to this Bawa here, and good people, without exaggeration, a person gave me first hand information, and he told me, if you know who is going to these people, eh? We are going to women, men are going to women for all this treatment. Women are going to men for all this treatment. It's happening, and good people, and we put a show up the outside. What I said, be sincere to yourself. So all these wrong beliefs that we have got, Allah is the doer. La ilaha illallah. Allah is the doer. La alikumullah rabbukum. That is Allah, and control is your Rabb. Everything is in His hand. Trust fully in Allah Ta'ala. We're going in all different things. We're going into church things, their ways of things of doing. And behind the church is satanic things. Then we are following all those things. And remember, to get ilaj and to get treated is not the object. Eh? There were, and also remember, just digressing a bit, that sorting out marriage problems, to get the solution is not the object. Hazrat Zayd's marriage failed with Hazrat Zainab, and who arranged the marriage? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in spite of that, so if a marriage fails, it fails. But you don't have to go to all these people to put it right. You don't have to use a wrong method. That is haram, and that is destroying yourself. And if you have to suffer the consequences of a failed marriage, a failed business, you carry on with it. How many people are doing this? But don't do wrong things. Don't go to wrong people. Don't choose wrong methods. Today, lot of these wrong things are flourishing. And people, the church, Allahu Akbar. One non-Muslim, I was giving him da'wah to Islam. So he asked me, have you people also got faith healing? That a person who is paralyzed, he starts walking, blind person. So I knew now what he's getting, but I acted stupid. I say, what does faith healing mean? He says that a person comes in a wheelchair, he's paralyzed, he can't walk. After this, you see, he starts walking. And what else? A blind person comes, he's good. So I say, then I don't think we need any more hospitals. We don't need any more doctors. Faith healing will solve all the problem. We don't need that. Then he says, yeah, you got the point there. So this is the thing that they bluff us. There is nothing of all this. And then big testimonials they give. This happened, this happened, this happened. No, the wrong tariqah. We are not responsible for results. Even for hidayah. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not responsible. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ. Allah will give hidayah. Allah will give shifa. You choose the right ways. And today, ta'weez that has become so common with us, that what is ta'weez, the basis of it, you carry on with your filthy, dirty life. You watch TV. You have extramarital affairs. Now you got problems with your wife. You're not paying attention in the shop. Shop is going down. So just go buy some bawa and get some ta'weez, hang it up nicely, frame it nicely, that will sort out. And you carry on with all your evil and your dirt. No, that doesn't work like that. You change your life. That is what is required. You come on the right path. There is no bigger ta'weez than that. Just to give you one little example, one person in a village in India was a gangster, mafia, doing all the wrong things. He came to the Imam Sahib in a small little village and he said, give me ta'weez for barakat in my business. He's a gangster, big mafia, and he wants barakat for that. Imam Sahib said, he's a catch-22 situation. If I don't give him ta'weez, I'm the next on his list. And if I give him ta'weez, my iman is gone. How can you give ta'weez for haram work? You can't give ta'weez for haram work. But he used his brains. So he told him, see, this is you need for this a very big ta'weez, and for this you need a very big molisa. I am a very small molisa imamti. I can't do anything. I'll send you to a big molisa. It was the time of Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali in the Markaz. So he wrote a letter to Hazrat. He said, he's a big molisa. He can make that ta'weez. So he's standing there. When he went there, Hazrat read what it is. So he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. But for this, I need time. Such a big ta'weez. And there's this group of people, they're going somewhere for 10 days. You join them. You go with them. So he said, no problem. After 10 days, you come back. I'll have your ta'weez ready. From 10 days, he made it 40 days. He made it 4 months. He came back. Hazrat said, I got my ta'weez already. This is what is ta'weez. That you change your life. He went back to the village now. He reached there about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And quiet in the village. Dead it is. All are gone to the farms. They came back. All are sleeping. Very quiet. He went house to house. And they knew him as the gangster and mafia, but now with a new disguise form. Blair, Topi, is now a different gangster now. And as he just spoke to them and made the scheme, Everyone, it was all Christians, all in the masjid. Everyone, by Zohar time when they came, Imam Sahib came to the masjid, shoes are packed up. By ordinary, two people come for Zohar, three people, today, full up. What's happening? He can't understand that where all the, why they came today. If it was a mayyat, that's the only reason, I should be the first one to inform that there is a mayyat here, but no mayyat also. So anyway, and who he asked, everyone, the gangster, they're so frightened, they all just make a sign, shh, shh, just keep quiet. Now it's more better. Anyway, after namaz, the person stood up, made a elan, he made tashkir, all got ready. This is the ta'weez that we need, that the people change their lives. Not that this we just, the ta'weez hangs there and we carry on with our, we got radio stations now, so we don't have to listen, we don't have to go to bayan so anymore, we, no more time. One person phoned in at a radio station that I used to, half is a Quran, I used to read five shiparas, now I'm addicted to the radio station, I don't read one ayat also anymore. Hey, we got our Islamic schools, which is a disguised form of the same evil of secular education. We got our ITVs and we are all just watching and we are good Muslims. Hey, everything, we got a modern type of Islam. Where is the essence of it? So this is that the wrong beliefs of our heart must go out and we correct our beliefs. The fifth sign is الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَلَبَةِ الشَّهْوَةِ الَّتِي تُعَدِّي إِلَى النَّارِ. There mustn't be an excessive lust in your heart that takes you to haram, to do haram. What a beautiful tafsir our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say. What a balance. You must have lust and desire. Otherwise you won't fulfill the rights of your wife. One person, there was one great buzurg who was chupsha, who never spoke the whole year. So people used to serve him for the whole year, they used to make his khidmat. So they went to him one whole year, they stayed, and one day of the year he speaks. One person told him that, Hazrat, what I love bananas. Please make dua for me, Allah gives me a lot of bananas. And he was such, his duas used to be accepted with such power that bananas, only bananas. On his shoulders bananas, from his ears bananas, on his whole body. And he broke them and eating them, he went home after 1 year. Wife saw that what, all this, the stubs of the bananas, and what you looking like, get out of the house. What kind of a man are you? He went back to the Hazrat, he stayed another 1 whole year. And he told Hazrat, this bananas has caused me a lot of problems. Please make dua that Allah must take away all these bananas. His duas used to be so powerful, all his bananas went. He went home again, the wife said he's useless, he can't do it. He hasn't got anything, he's useless. So again he went 1 year, he said, I must only get my one banana. So shahwat and desire you must have, but not an excessive amount of it that you lead into haram. One Khan sahab in a village, troubling all the women folk, the young girls, the married woman, everyone is troubling, he's got so much of desire. So they said there is a problem. They went to Maulana, the big Imam sahab, this man is causing a problem in the whole town. He's not leaving anyone, he's troubling everyone. So they said the only way is to get him married. But he just doesn't want to get married. He said, if I get married, I'm stuck with one. And now without marriage, I can trouble whoever I want to all the time, troubling everyone. So that was the end. But he doesn't realize, you stuck with one Allah, you got everything. Jo har jaye hota hai, that person who turns everywhere. Today with this woman, what will you get? AIDS you'll get. HIV you'll get. You can be the wealthiest man, they will suck you, you'll have nothing. What you'll get? Be sincere and faithful with one woman. So, but he doesn't want to. So Maulana said, I'll sort it out. Maulana explained to him, when you get married and in a halal way, you have your wife, then every time you cohabit with her, mix your use, be with her, you get the sawab of killing one shaheed. And Khan Sabre enjoy killing the kuffar. That's a big thing. So you say, oh, that is the rasawab of your halal wife you have. And every time, now who will marry him? He's got so much of dhuma that nobody is prepared to marry him also. One woman said, I'm ready. I will sort him out. So she got married to him. So every 5 minutes, Khan Sabre, come, we will kill a shaheed. Before sleeping, again, 5-6 times at night, whole day before breakfast, after lunch, Hansab come, we're going to kill a Shahid. Hansab was happy. Oh, Hansab became more colder, not than a deep freeze, more colder than a mortar. Ramzan was on hand. So Hansab said, my only request, safety is, I go for itikaf in the masjid. Now his wife is looking for him, where's Hansab? We must kill how many Shahid? We have to kill him. So they found out he's in the masjid. So she went there to look for him. And he told them that the Mujahid became Shahid himself. There is no more existence. So much of lust is destroys a person. So lust you must have, but to satisfy your one wife. And this also, many people think, genuine, that me, I'm a write-off. I've got so much desire for woman, and so much desire for haram, that there's no chance for me. I'm a write-off. Or where I work, the women that are all, how they dress, and when they come and talk to you, and the perfume they've got, and the way they make themselves up, and when they speak to you, they push their faces right into your face. And how they speak, and the breasts are showing, the thighs are showing, everything, no chance. No. Allah Ta'ala, Quran wasn't only for the Khairul Qurun. Quran is for today also. And what's going to happen in 20 years time, Quran is for then also. And what is going to happen in 200 years, Quran is for then also. And Quran is the solution. And when Allah Ta'ala has said that lest you must have, that it must be under control. Definitely it's not difficult. Many people feel that I'm a write-off. I can never ever make it. But wallah, choose the right way. I usually give this example that you don't know how to change your car wheel when you got a puncture. You get a puncture, now you use your brains. Now you take a hammer, a 4-pound hammer, and a chisel, and you knock off the bolts. And you get some 8-10 people, you pay them 10 rand, lift up the car. I want to take out the wheel. And bro, what a mess you will make. But even in today, you are a 60-year-old man. You got heart problem also, but you know how to change the wheel. And with today's technology, you can just plug into the cigarette lighter, it will lift up, the jet will lift up your car. And with the same, you can use another gadget, and it will loosen your bolts also. Slowly, what comfort you will change. You won't even get short breath, though you're a heart patient. And you'll change your wheel nicely, and then you'll be on your way again. But if you don't know, today we got problems with our lust. We got problems with our eyes, but we don't know how to change it. And more stupid than that 4-pound hammer and the chisel, we are using our own methods and we don't get results. Go to the people who are the surgeons of this path. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, how many of the Hazrat's Khalifas and Murids used to say, Hazrat has got a PhD as far as controlling the sexual desires. And Hazrat used to say that I have been sent in the world that the people who are drowned in the romantic ocean, the Bahre Atlantic, the Atlantic Ocean, who are drowned in the romantic ocean. And I have been sent to pull them out. And by Hazrat, how many of those who have gone have seen the youngsters by Hazrat, and who have, how pure and clean they are. Yes. And their eyes are clean, and their thoughts are clean, and how? Don't think, but use the right method. And don't think there isn't a right. Otherwise Allah should never have given us that Quran. So give us marks on this also, and see that how much am I influenced with porn today. And good people, one report we got in one major city, and that in that report they say first hand information, in a major city there is a brothel run by Muslims, and they say wealthy Muslim men sponsor, they can patronize it, and imams of masjids and maulanas patronize it. And today this is our condition. So to solve this, don't think there isn't a way. And we can hide away and do things, Allah is watching. Meri nazar par unki nazar paas ba rahi. On my eyes, his eyes were watching. Afsos, is khabar se mein be khabar tha. A pity I didn't know. You go into a supermarket, and just by instinct, you don't need it. It's not your habit, but you stole some small item, you put it in your pocket. Just by instinct, you did it. As you are leaving, security, sir, madam, we have got something to discuss with you if you'll come with us. You take me in the room, office, you stole. Me? I stole? I come here to steal? I'm your customer. How many years I patronize you? I'm your good customer. They show you the footage. Hey, on the closed CCTV. Now you've got, your mouth is sealed now. Hey, just like that, what we are doing, Qiyamah's Day, the CCTV footage will come out. And everything which we were doing in secrecy, and nobody knew, it will be shown there, everything. So, to control ourselves as far as this. And then the fifth tafsir, and the fifth test is the greatest of all. Alladhi la yakunu fi qalbihi غير الله. But in his heart there is nothing and no one besides Allah. Your heart, Allah give you the heart, give your heart only to Allah Ta'ala. Don't give it na koi layla, na koi mahmil, not for any woman, not for any position, not for money. Keep dunya, you can be maldar, it's not a problem in Islam. Don't be dunya dar. And what does maldar mean? Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman ibn Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, so wealthy that not one cent was in their heart. Eh? One person is desperately in need, comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for help, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refused them, anyone. When he had absolutely nothing, he told him, go to Usman and tell him my salams. He will understand. As he approaches the house, he hears Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu scolding his wife, who is the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one, what is he scolding her? That the wick of the lamp, he just allowed it to burn a bit too much. So, and on that, he said, a man like that, on the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife, where will he give me anything? He changes his mind. He says, why must I even go and humiliate myself? He walks away after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him. Did you go? What happened? He says, how could I go? Why? He says, no, he wouldn't give me. Then he explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you go. When he went, 100 times more than what he expected, he gave him. So he was confused that you're your own wife, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just this little bit, and you were reprimanding and scolding her, and for me you gave me so much. He said, well, it's not supposed to be used, where don't even spend 1 cent. And where is the right cause? Open your heart and spend. So like that, a person, in your heart you can have any amount, have only the love of Allah, and only have deen. Keep millions in your pocket just next to your heart. No problem. Keep billions in your mattress, sleep on top of them. No problem. But don't put 1 cent in your heart. And this is not easy. To speak and hear of it is easy. But the love of money is such a test also. Love of woman is such a test. Love of dunya is such a test. But to keep the heart clean. And this is what a pure heart. So give our marks on there also. That out of 10, that what is in my heart? That I got only Allah in my heart. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil ho. Ghair se bilkul nazar ooch jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidhar. This condition that in our hearts, and this is the zikr, and this is only not to make our zikr beautiful and a musical tone that we read the ashar, the poems, but the reality. And then when we say la ilaha illallah, take out dunya from the heart. Take out this lust. There is a method. Use that method. Take out the love of dunya. Not just that we are half sleepy. La ilaha illallah. But we make zikr. La ilaha. And we sleep away. 2-3 minutes. Then again we start. La ilaha. And we sleep away. All the time you make 10 minutes zikr. All the time you say there is no Allah. And you feel I did zikr. We're bluffing ourselves. And we're not making the zikr properly. But take it with la ilaha, take out everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. And with illallah, put only Allah. Forget a week, forget 40 days, 1 day's proper zikr. Wallah, see what changes it will. All this evil, our filthy habits. And also, just on this point, there is one which I have to mention. There are so many others, but our friends. We are sitting in a mixed gathering. There are old friends who became bayat long ago. There are those who got khilafat and ijazat also. There are the old people who are working in this hospital. There are those people who came new recently. People who came first time today, all different. We've got quite a mixture. But one major thing which I would advise our friends from my experience that I saw, to have evil thoughts of other people, and especially of the ulama. You have evil thoughts no matter what that alim does, no matter who he is, but you have evil thoughts, you're destroying yourself. With any person, ghibat is so haram, and besides ghibat, to have. And many of our friends just became, now became bad. We got khilafat or something. We think we are somebody. And we're thinking bad about ulama. You are totally destroying yourself. And the sign of it, you will see clearly, you won't get tawfiq of namaz. You will see that you will have lot of excuses. Your namazes, namaz with jamaat, concentration, enjoyment of namaz, that will be taken away. When you have objection of ulama, you will see you will be deprived of recitation of Quran Sharif. All those basic things you will be deprived. That is the first punishment that Allah will give. And you will be ruined in your life. Your worldly life also, your finances will come in problem. Your health will come in problem. And the way again is so easy. How bad you can be. But remember that Allah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, nobody can be a write-off. The worst accident and the worst disease, doctors, insurance companies, that's just the example I'm giving of insurance, but all of them can say you are write-off, penal beaters, but Allah will never put you a write-off. You can be at the lowest ebb, just make tawbah and istighfar. And you'll come right up and you'll come right on the top again. So this is one terrible, pride is another disease, which is destroying us, that we feel we are somebody. And also ulama, who were made bedbite and have evil thoughts of other ulama, they also will be deprived, though they are ulama. So ulama, with regard to the ulama, be very, very careful. Allah has chosen them for a very good, even if you see the amal are not right, the namaz is, you got no right to do that. You worry about yourself, and the example of mashayikh give, a person who has got cancer, and is laughing at a person who's got running nose. And he says, look at that sick fowl. He's got a running nose. You suffering from cancer. And you're making a joke out of a person who's got a running nose. So this is the condition. Pride is another thing. And also remember, when you have this, I've seen it with my eyes. Good ulama also, but they don't have respect for our elders. They don't have respect for other ulama. Their family, not one alim will be produced. It isn't that now they got interest in Western education, or they are not no alim in that family, because not that the children are weak, they can't learn or anything, but you have got enmity in your heart for ulama. You are checking on the namaz of the ulama, that they're not making their namazes correctly. And you're not even making namaz. But you worry that they're not making their namaz correct. There's a very serious thing. And remember, badzani is what is called badzan, to have bad thoughts. This is like badzan, what is zay, like an ugly woman. Badzani is like badzan. And husna zan, to give things good of other people, is like husna zan, like a beautiful woman. Who wants to see an ugly woman? You like to see a beautiful woman, so I have good thoughts about everyone. And it will be like your life as though you are seeing all beautiful women. How nice you feel. And when you have bad thoughts about people, it is like you are seeing ugly women. Big, fat, ugly, stinking woman you are still seeing. How you feel. This is what it brings. You become completely depressed within yourself also. You become miserable with yourself. And think good about other people, especially the ulama. And see how good you will feel. And Allah will open your ways. So these are the five tests. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us. And let us understand that this is what is called tasawwuf. And islah, the correction of the heart. The heart is the most, if the heart is right, the whole body is right. Your dunya is right, your akhirat is right, your life is right, your family's life will come right. If your heart is not right, there is nothing. So this is what it is, and this is from Quran Sharif. This is the ayat of the Quran, and whose dua? Ibrahim alayhi salam. And qiyamah that we have to be worried about, qabr that we have to be worried about, and this is the five tests. So our spiritual life program has been done. Everyone, iqra' kitabak, read your own report. And see that as far as you are spending my money, how am I spending anything, where am I spending it? And not it's a one-time off thing. Continuously we must carry on. And Allah has given, and the more you give, the more you will get. I've just gone too much time, but just let me mention this, come to mind. On the border of Brazil and Paraguay, that's where three countries meet. We met one brother who hosted us, he's from Bangladesh, Bangladeshi brother Abdus Salam. And he told us his story, that he was first, he left Bangladesh when he was a young boy, traveling, he was in Arab countries, finally he came to Brazil, lot of fitna there, the dressing, the ways of the woman, the meeting with you, everything, big, big fitna. In fact, one person went in Jamaat, so he went in those days when you had to, your ticket, you had to again confirm it again. That woman immediately offered him for a hotel night, I'll pay for the hotel. So lot of fitna there is. So anyway, and he's a Jamaati man, big deal, everything, but so lot fitna. So he wrote to phone his brother in America, I can't stay like this. He said, get married. He said, I can't afford, he's a laborer. I must go to Bangladesh, my ticket, my wife's ticket, bring her all the papers, big expense, get married locally. He says, you're the woman, I must get married to this woman. So he said, then his thought came to me, he's got a friend, that I'll speak to one friend there. The friend he spoke, he said, well, the type of woman you're looking for, you can't get here in this city. We'll have to go in the village. So they arranged, they went to the village. We came to the village, school girls were going home. So he said, choose out one, which one you like. So he chose out one. So he said, now let me do my investigation. So he did it, he was a good girl. No, good family, good girl. But now they said, we must do our investigation. He's a foreigner, he gets married, children, runs away with the children, leaves the children and runs away. So that girl's sister was also married to a Bangladeshi. Found out that these are good people. Got married. And then she became like a Bengali completely. Afterwards, whether I can't remember, they went in Jamaat or something. Then actually she became Muslim verbally. But now she became an actual. And he says now, she makes me Muslim. She keeps me on track with my namazes, with my everything. She is my sheikh now. And she guides me. Then he said further, now we needed a masjid, became more deeply conscious, and his condition now, Allah was improving his wealth condition also. So he went for collection to Dubai and UK. In the UK one, Maulana told him, this is not how you do collection. He said, then how do you do collection? He said, whatever you got, you put it in. That's how you do collection. And he was sincere, he put it in. Allah changed the tables today, he's such a wealthy man. What a house he's got, how many cars he's got, how many houses he has got. So this is when a person is sincere and he looks after his izzat, he doesn't want to commit her. And we haven't seen his wife. Once we were in the other house and she found that breakfast is ready, you prepared two people, were supposed to come by 9 o'clock. She spoke such Urdu that you think he's a Pakistani speaking. English is proficient, and Bengali language, and Paraguay language, Brazilian language, all this, and now she's doing so much Jamaat work. Jamaat would go translation, khidmat, looking after the Jamaat. Allah gave him a wife like that. And he says, she makes me Muslim. She keeps me, and wealth Allah gave also. He put what he had, and Allah gave him so much. So when a person spends, and he wants to be chaste and pure, see, in such an environment, those who went to Brazil will know. And this is on the borders of Brazil and Paraguay. It's a different world, out of this world there. And there you can look after yourself. Then why can't and he was a young man. At that age when temptations are so much, and now he has got so much money, but alhamdulillah. So there is a way, and choose that way, and for that we have kept these jalsas, so that each one of us apply yourself, and it's not you have to break your mouth, move mountains from their places. Just reasonably be sincere, and do what you have to do, and you yourself will be surprised, and you will see what a miracle has happened. And that again is no exaggeration, but how many of our young people write to us, young girls, 18, 17 year old, impossible that day, the letters, otherwise the young 17, 18 year old girl, what is the condition? Professor at a university, we know what is the life, but how he is pure and clean, and how he controls himself. Hey, how many other people, a person working in a laboratory, and what temptations, but mashallah, how he keeps himself pure. He had the opportunity to go and work somewhere else, and there they offered him a hotel. Otherwise, why won't you accept the hotel? You are free to do what you want to, but he chose a place of a private home where he can be protected. So these things are happening. People, young people are being saved. Otherwise, people think it's impossible. So the qalb is sameen, if there is a way to get it, your dunya will be made, your akhirat will be made. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.
JazakumAllahu khairan. Big dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants our Hazrat long, long life for us to take full benefits from him. Inshallah, now we will be having a huge completion. There's one student, Ahmad Farooq Fahid. Inshallah, will be completing his hips. And he is a student of Qari Abdul Aziz Patel, who is teaching in the Jami Masjid. Inshallah, we will call the student forward.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت الذي كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض الجلال والإكرام سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله العظيم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك اللهم من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. إن شاء الله we should all try to make our wudu as quickly as possible. إن شاء الله the Adhan will go in the day after the Isha Salah. A few disimportant announcements. One is that those brothers who intend to take bayat tomorrow, Wazim Abdul Hamid Sahib, inshallah, tomorrow at the end of the program, after the Isha Salah, inshallah, they should please meet me on the my extreme right of the masjid, on the outside, outside the glass doors, on your left, after the Isha Salah, after our Sunnah and our Witr Salah. Similarly, the brothers who are from Port Shepston should please meet Mullah Salim Rangila after the Isha Salah in the back of the masjid. And inshallah, tomorrow morning, the program will continue again. We should try to wake up for Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud ends about 4:30. And then 5 o'clock will be Adhan. 5:20 will be Jamaat. The program will take place. And tomorrow 9 o'clock, inshallah, the program will continue until Zuhar Salah. Nazara give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika.